Hey everyone, Craig Underwood here. Welcome to episode 5 of my podcast. My goal of this podcast is to help encourage you in living a hope-filled life. So I've titled today's episode Empowerment versus Entitlement. And I want to look a little bit about what those two words actually mean and how that affects us in our everyday life. So if you've got some time right now, why don't you sit back and listen as we talk a little bit more about the concept of empowerment versus entitlement.
You're listening to the Craig Underwood Podcast.
So today I wanted to talk about the concept of empowerment versus entitlement. So when I think of empowerment, what am I thinking of when I think of the word empowerment? See, I think empowerment is like a process. It's like a process of becoming stronger and more confident. And if you look at the word empowering, it's kind of broken up quite easily into three different parts. You've got the first part, which is the M, which is the prefix. And M is kind of another spelling of in. So something in, it would be M. And power, so M power would be in power. And then the ing at the end is like it's a suffix. It's like a verb, an action sort of word. So you're talking about empowering being something that is in power activated, some in power in action. So someone who is empowered is someone who is activated in power. Pretty simple, right? But then you look at the word entitlement. And entitlement is, it's kind of like it's a belief that you are sort of inherently titled or deserving of privileges or special treatment. You know, you're given to a title. It's because of what you believe or you deserve. You believe you deserve through that title. And if you break it down as well, N is similar to im or N. So it is the prefix of in. And then it's title, so in title. And the suffix, which is the ment, is actually like it's a result of the action. So you're also in title activated. So it's a very similar thing. So the first one, empowerment, would be in power. And the entitlement would be in title. And an example of entitlement would be, you know, I should get what I want. I deserve more than you because of my title. But really, if you boil it down, the problem with entitlement is it's a poverty mindset. And you might say, well, hang on, why is claiming your right as deserving more because of your title a poverty concept? Well, I believe that it's because when you're entitled, you actually have no confidence in your own power or ability because you've not done anything except claim something, but you don't have the strength or the character or the confidence to produce it yourself. So because of your title, you demand it, but you've got no confidence in your power or your ability when you're entitled. Whereas empowerment is actually what I would think is it's a process where you go through stuff and that builds character, it builds confidence, and it builds strength in your life, and it creates like this level of authority or power that sustains you. So classic example that I've seen before with this is that when someone wins something like they win a game show or they win the lottery or something like that. You look at someone who is entitled and, you know, I deserve this, I've got this now. But then if they don't have that confidence that is built up through that ability or that power, they don't know how money is created, how to get it. They've just received it. It's been given to them because of the fact that they have won this money. It's they don't have in built up over their life confidence in the ability to keep money or create money. And so what happens is they start to build this sort of fear. They have a fear that they're going to lose it. They start to challenge people who are, they think, oh, the only reason why you want to be in my life is because I've got money and you want my money. And so it starts, this fear starts to creep in because they haven't actually got that strength built up over time that creates that power in them and that confidence in them to help them to know that, hey, if they lose some money or they make some mistakes, it's okay because I've got something within me to be able to sustain it. You see, empowerment is a wealth mindset. And I believe that because when you're empowered, you have learned something. You've learned what is required to sustain you and to create that wealth, that confidence, that power in your life. Whereas entitlement, you only claim stuff that you have no ability to create on your own, or you have any power to sustain it over the long run. So when you've got this empowering, wealth-creating, life-creating mindset, it's like everything in your life flourishes. You start to see opportunities in every problem. You start to take responsibility for things that aren't even your fault. That's something that I've noticed with people. If they don't have this sense that they're empowered, that they've got, they're confident in their ability, then there seems to be this thing of whenever there is an issue, instead of saying, look, I know I didn't do this, but hey, I want to help because I want to solve this problem because this is an opportunity that we can have to solve this problem and let's work it out. Let's try and see what we can do to help this thing rather than it's got nothing to do with me and backing away and not taking responsibility. And it reminds me of I was reading a book by the guy that sort of helped start the Ritz-Carlton hotels. This guy called Horst Schultzer. And he was talking about how every employee that he has in that hotel, whether they are the person that washes the dishes, whether they're the person who's a wait staff in the restaurant, whether they're the concierge at the concierge desk, whether they're the guy that checks in the bags and takes them up to the room, whether it's the manager, whoever they are given the responsibility to, when they see a problem, to take ownership and responsibility for that problem. So in a conversation, say a guest comes in and he's looking a little bit flustered and stressed out. And the guy who sort of checks in the bags notices and says, oh, look, you know, what seems to be the problem, sir? What seems to be the problem, ma'am? And you say, look, the toilet in our room isn't working. In fact, it's flooding, and I don't know who to talk to get it fixed because it's not actually working and it's not in a good state. That person has the opportunity to go, look, I'm sorry that you've experienced this. Let me help you sort this out. In fact, let me see if I can upgrade you into a better room. And every employee is actually given the responsibility of, they've given $2,000 to be able to go and help solve that problem. So they can upgrade the person and use that $2,000 that they have got the authority to use to take responsibility for the thing that isn't even their fault. Because most of the time, what someone is doing when they're concerned or when they're worried or they've got a complaint is they're just wanting to be heard. And what will happen is if you are the guy who's, the checks in the bags and you are going above and beyond and saying to them, look, I'm sorry, let me help you solve this problem. The common reaction of people would be, oh, well, hang on. No. You know, it's not your fault. It's not your thing, but they will automatically have this response of, wow, even the guy that checks in the bags is taking responsibility and is actually helping me out. And with that money, they can do whatever they want with that money to try and help solve the problem. So it might be that they call up the plumber to go up there and fix the toilet and then buy them a meal at the restaurant in the hotel so that they can go have a restaurant a meal while the guy's up there fixing the plumbing. And then also with that money, he can buy them like a gift basket, a fruit basket or something and with a handwritten note that says, look, I'm terribly sorry that you've experienced this. Hopefully this will help you through. And by the way, we've upgraded you to the executive suite. So a person's going to be coming in 15 minutes to help check you out of this room and actually upgrade you because we're so sorry that you have experienced this in our hotel. I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay. Now, how would you feel as a person, as a customer, as a client of that hotel? How would you feel if the guy that checks in your bags has done that, gone above and beyond? Well, that's what happens, he says, in his hotels, is that they have this thing of taking ownership or taking responsibility. And that's empowering people rather than having this entitlement, this wealth mindset rather than this poverty mindset. See, if you have this empowering, wealth-creating, life-creating mindset, you start to think long-term rather than for now. You use words like legacy for future generations. It just rolls off your tongue. And like I said before, you don't fear the future because you've built up skills and practices in your life that empowers you to have the confidence that if life throws you a couple of curveballs, you'll be able to find solutions to problems and actually get back on your feet again, stronger than you were before. You start looking for investment. You start thinking about investment. Who's worthy of my investment? Rather than, well, what are you going to do for me? What can I get? What's in it for me? See, it's the whole concept of, you know, teaching people how to fish rather than just throwing them fish to eat. It's actually so much better because when you're empowered and you have a wealth mindset, you actually create an ecosystem of wealth all around you that not only blesses you, but also the entire community around you. Because empowered people empower others. That's the case. Empowered people empower others. So, who still wants to be entitled? Wouldn't you rather want the confidence of being able to produce and leave a legacy for not only you, but for generations to come? Hey everyone, Craig here again. I just wanted to thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. I do understand that time is a very valuable resource, and taking 20 minutes or so out of your day to listen to this, I really do appreciate it. Thanks so much. If you got something out of this podcast, why don't you click on that subscribe? My goal is that I'll be releasing a new episode every week, and that will go for as long as I believe it's making an impact in people's lives. So if this is actually you're getting something out of this, hey, why don't you click on that subscribe, and then when it's released and published, you'll get it straight away. So until then, stay safe, and I'll look forward to catching with you next time.